I was interviewed. It was during the October 2004 McLuhan Festival. It's when I got to know Andrew Crystal, and the Catholic Church decided McLuhan was relevant or something. So they, or these Canadian Catholics, this young guy, Derek, whatever his name is at the beginning.
Darren.
He comes around the coach house, McLuhan's coach house, and interviews us, different people, De Kirchhoff and everybody. And he interviews me, and I can't remember if he interviewed me alone. Andrew was trying to get him to interview me, but I know that there was a little discussion between Derek and I, and they taped that, and Andrew said it was awesome because I kind of embarrassed De Kirchhoff, and Andrew Crystal became kind of a friend of Darren, and said, "Give me the footage of Bob and Derek," and the guy said he would, and he never did. And we were talking about it in New Zealand, and Andrew says, I said, "Why do you think he never sent it?" He said, "I think they're protecting Derek. They don't want people to see what happened between me and him." So in my mind, I can't remember if he interviewed me separately, or he was going to interview me, but he was starting to interview me, but then Derek came in, so then interviewed both of us. So that's the background to this. Now, he opens with the tactile mosaic, right? Which is good. Now, this is late 70s. Peter Zosky was the Dick Cavett of Canada. He was a famous Canadian radio host in the 70s on radio, and then he went on TV, and he kind of wasn't good enough for TV, but he ran for a few years. And in September 77, the last day of September, like September 30th or something, 77, Carol and I are going to fly the next day to Los Angeles from Toronto to do the 2 months at the UCLA Pain Control Clinic. You know, she was studying, doing her final year of medicine. And Zosky had on Eddie and the Fluorescent Leech, what are those guys
on the same show?
Yeah.
This night?
On Zosky, not that night, but on Zosky, the guy on the left, interviewed Ed and Flo,
Flo and Eddie.
Flo and Eddie. So I watched
I used to watch this. Did this air in L.A.? Michigan?
Might have dripped over, I don't know. But you would have seen it in the bootleg land.
No, I saw this show where they had Tom Waits one time, they had Flo and Eddie, and they had Robin Williams, and all three of them were amazing. Canadian TV.
Amazing
show.
What? Interesting?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, because on that show, I remember Flo and Eddie. He brings up Zappa, and Zosky brings up Zappa like he's, says, "Well, you guys work with Zappa. He's a maniac. His music is absurd," or something stupid like that. He's a bland, stupid, all-Canadian kind of guy. And they go, "Yeah, well, that's what happens when you drink a lot of coffee and smoke cigarettes." That's what their fucking answer was. So I didn't like that.
Wow.
So the next day, we're getting on the plane to go from Toronto to L.A., they're in the fucking lineup. So I go up and start talking to him about what's it like with Zosky, and I think Zosky's an idiot. And they go, "Oh, he was a nice guy," above the praising Zosky, but you know, they're in a foreign country, they're probably just being nice. And so we get talking, and then we have to go through and hand our ticket and get on the plane. And I think they said that we could continue talking on the plane. But I had left my luggage sitting someplace, and they might have noticed this, but some lady comes in, falls all over my luggage, and sprawls all over the place. Now, I don't know if they even noticed it, but I thought, well, that didn't look good. I left my luggage and people. So they might have been embarrassed by me or something. I don't know. So we all get on the plane. So they're in first class. So I go up into first class when everybody's still trying to get settled, and I said, I just started continuing my interviewing of them about Zappa life, and I get a good 10 minutes in, and then the stewardess comes by and says, "You got to get out of here. This is first class. Go back to your seat."
Right.
So I said, "Well, you know, come back to where I sit." Blah blah blah. And they go, "Oh yeah, we will." Blah, blah, blah. So I go back, and they never came back.
Right.
So I said, "Fuck them, you know, the assholes." And they probably didn't want to talk to me anymore anyways. So that was my whole encounter as a result of the night that they were on.
Amazing.
The previous night.
Would he have had Robin Williams and Tom Waits on also?
Oh, yeah. He would have had pop culture.
Okay.
And so we go to California, And that's when I go out and see Beefheart and arrange him to be interviewed on the Toronto radio station, which was a very good interview. And when I got back at the end of November, I got back in time for them to. I heard the broadcast of Beefheart that I'd set up. That's when I went out to Lancaster and saw him out there. So this Osky was a national institution, and he died a few years, 10 years ago or something. But he was the typical idiotic, bland Canadian, right, trying to be like an American, do the American style, right, of Johnny Carson or something. And they always...
Tom Snyder.
So. Yeah, and they kind of blew it.
Yeah.
He's trying to be like Johnny Carson.
Okay.
Okay, so we would rewind.
No, let's...
No.
I will hit rewind. Let me do it, and I'll show you. Scott, the name of this film is McLuhan Way.
Wait, hold on.